Chapter 4. Hello, Ball. Do you know Cinderella? I ask the coat guy. He scratches his goatee. Never heard of her. Maybe you're wrong. Maybe we're not in Cinderella's story, Jonah says. No, we are, I say, thinking fast. The coat man works in the palace, which means he probably doesn't know Cinderella. Her family hides her away in the house.
If you say so.
Jonah pauses. Can we go explore? Jonah always wants to explore. Flume, Zamel, the basement. Wait a second, the coat guy says before Jonah can drag me away. Are you supposed to be here? Were you invited?
Not exactly, Jonah begins.
I shoot him a look. If the coat guy kicks us out, we're in big trouble. The mirror that will take us home is probably here in the palace. Also, I want to see Cinderella. What girl doesn't love Cinderella? That awesome dress! The glass slippers! I've always wanted a pair of glass slippers. Also, ruby slippers. I wonder why we call the glass slippers slippers. They're not slippers, they're high heels. The coat man is staring at me. Oh, right. I need to come up with a reason why we're here. We're, looking for our parents, I say. They brought us here and told us to hang out while they talk to their friends. Okay, fine. So I stretched the truth a bit. A lot, actually. But desperate times call for desperate measures. We just got here. We can't get in trouble already. The coat guy frowns.
Well, I suppose the king will enjoy your outfit.
Humph. I guess he's being sarcastic. He narrows his eyes.
You're sure your parents are here?
Jonah and I both nod. The coat guy shrugs.
All right. Go ahead. Have fun.
We step out of the closet. We're standing in some sort of entranceway. The ceilings in this place are really high, soaring. It reminds me of my school gym, except it's much, much nicer. And less smelly. Look, Jonah says, there's a painting on the ceiling. I look up. It's a painting of people. Royal people. Hundreds of royal people. I can tell they're royal because they're all wearing crowns. I guess this royal family has been around for a long time. I feel eyes on me and look back down. The man and the woman who just checked their coats are staring at me. Or, more likely, staring at my pajamas. How rude. This can't be their first time they ever saw pajamas. They don't have to stare. Let's go inside the ballroom, Jonah says excitedly. I notice an elderly woman eyeing me too. But people are looking at me, I whisper.
So?
Jonah asks. They think I'm weird.
You are. Who cares? Let's go to the party.
But I'm too obvious in my pajamas. And you, too. You're wearing a red sweatshirt and jeans. Do you see anyone else wearing a sweatshirt and jeans? We're at a ball.
No one is noticing me with you in that outfit. Trust me.
Thanks, I retort. We have to be careful. What if someone says something to the prince? What if Cinderella sees me? What if I mess up the whole story? Jonah ignores me.
Do you think they have snacks? I bet they have dogs in a blanket. It seems like the kind of party that has dogs in blankets.
Do you mean those mini hot dogs? They're called pigs in a blanket.
No, they're not.
He adamantly shakes his head.
Why would they be called pigs in a blanket when they're hot dogs? They're not hot pigs.
I didn't make this up, Jonah. I'm just correcting you.
Who cares what they're called? I just want to eat them. Let's go!
Instead of waiting for me to respond or grant him permission, he takes off. Why doesn't he realize that I am the older sibling and therefore responsible for making all the decisions? I run after him into the ballroom. Wow, there are like 1,000 people here. No wonder Cinderella was upset that she wasn't invited.
Look, I say, pointing.
Up on a stage are 2 people sitting on 2 purple thrones. They must be the king and queen. The queen is smiling a perfect smile. Her teeth are the color of white chalk, and she has long, wavy blonde hair. She looks like a real-life Barbie, or maybe a beauty pageant contestant. The king is sitting next to her, looking bored. He keeps yawning. Between him and his wife is a humongous flag. The Flume flag, probably. The design? Pink with purple polka dots. I look down at my pajamas. I look back at the flag. I look down again. I look back up. I look around and see that a crowd of people are waving and smiling at me. "Great outfit!" one woman cheers. "Oh my goodness! No wonder no one has kicked me out! I am wearing the Flume flag! I'm their mascot! I'm going to blend right in!" Wait, maybe that's why the mirror finally let us through. Yes! We never would have been accepted here if I wasn't wearing this Flume flag pair of pajamas. Our magic mirror sure is smart. Out of the corner of my eye, I spot the prince. I can tell he's the prince because, one, he's handsome. Two, he's youngish, like an older teenager. Three, he's wearing some sort of royal purple robe. Or maybe it's just a bathrobe over his PJs, but I highly doubt it. Four, he's wearing a crown. Five, he's surrounded by a ton of girls. There are many giggles and a lot of hair flipping. It's like watching one of those dating reality shows that my mom used to watch when she had time for TV. The girls look so silly. I'm so embarrassed for them. "Princes wear crowns too?" Jonah asks. "Can I wear a crown?" I snort. "Are you a prince?" "Mom says I'm her prince." "Then ask Mom to get you a crown. Maybe she'll make you one out of tinfoil."
"Never mind," he says. "It looks kind of heavy." "Hey, is that Cinderella?" he asks, pointing to the girl standing next to the prince.
"Her? No way." The girl he's pointing to is wearing a beige dress with a gold choker around her neck. She's definitely not Cinderella.
"How do you know?" Jonah asks.
Because... Her hair isn't straight and it's not curly. It's more zigzaggy, a little frizzy. And it's not blonde or brunette. It's in the middle. And her eyes aren't blue or green or sparkly. They're small. And her lips are kind of thin. "She's average looking," I answer. "She's not ugly or anything. She's just ordinary. Plain. And Cinderella is supposed to be the most beautiful girl in all the land."
"Are you sure?" Jonah asks. "The prince is talking to her. He seems to like her. Isn't that how the story goes?"
I look more closely and have to agree. The prince is talking to her. He's even laughing at something she's saying. But it doesn't mean he wants to marry her, does it? I mean, I laughed when Zach Rothenberg stuffed an edamame up his nose in the school cafeteria, but it doesn't mean I want to marry him. There's a sudden trumpet sound at the door. Everyone in the room turns to look. Then one of the doormen announces,
"The gorgeous stranger princess has arrived."
"The gorgeous stranger princess? Cinderella!"